MTD Radio News. I'm Joe Miller. A Minnesota-based oil and gas company planned to grow its presence in southeast New Mexico Permian Basin region, buying up assets in Eddy and Lee counties. Northern Oil and Gas said yesterday it planned to acquire about 3,000 acres in the two counties that make up New Mexico's share of the Permian within the western Delaware sub-basin. The company also said it planned to spend up to $30 million developing the lands next year and to continue to spend similar funds through 2027. The sale including 13 producing wells, 26 undeveloped locations, which represented about 13 years of oil and gas inventory. In an exclusive interview, Pablo Ducal, president of Latin America for Aerospace Security, an organization recently officially introduced during the first session in the Mexican Congress related to the unidentified aerial phenomena. Phenomenon reveals its purpose and shares his remarkable personal experience with a UAP while piloting a commercial aircraft in September during the first session in the Mexican Congress concerning UAPs. ALOS was officially presented as an organization dedicated to providing a secure and objective space for people to freely report encounters with unexplained aerospace phenomena. This initiative aims to address the challenges faced by pilots and witnesses of UAP sightings who often feel discouraged from sharing their experiences due to fears of repercussions. For nearly six decades, Reno Air Racing has taken off in Reno, Nevada. Roswell, one of six cities to be considered, to host the annual 10-day national championship. The city is already mapping out future plans just in case. Mayor says not just Roswell will see an impact from the air races. A decision will be made early next year in what city will be chosen to host the first NCAR in September 2025. And that's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.